want to fight me? To the death?
It's the only way to break the curse.
No, no, that is crazy.
It's not crazy, it's the prophecy.
Well, I'd never heard of this prophecy until 2 days ago, and I'm certainly not going to fight you over it. There has to be another way.
There isn't.
Wait, where are you going?
Where do you think? To the Hollow.
Now? We have to talk about this.
No, you stay away from me. From now on, you keep your distance.
What do you think I'm going to do? Slit your throat when your back is turned?
Maybe it's what your father would have done to mine.
Oh, come on. Do you really believe that?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Then believe me.
And who are you? Fitz? Rupert? Someone else entirely? I don't know anything about
you. Yes, you do. You know me better than anyone I've ever met.
The only thing I know about you is that you're a liar. Were you even leading me to the Hollow, or was that all part of your deception?
No, I was telling you the truth. The Hollow really is on the other side of the Maze of Thorns.
Good. Then I'll see you there.
Amir, stop. It's too dangerous on our own. We need to stick together.
There is no more together. Don't you get that? We're not a team, we're not friends, we're not even on the same side anymore, and you need to accept that because the next time I see you, I'm going to do everything in my power to kill you. And you better do the same.
Amir? Amir? Wait! Come back!
I can't believe it! I'm flying! This ship is incredible!
Thank you. I must confess, I'm quite proud of the Phoenix.
What? What was that?
How is it going down there? Everything all right?
Sorry about the turbulence, Your Majesty. Just a little technical snafu. Should be all set now.
Excellent. Tell the girls to keep up the good job.
Where?
There, in the distance. You can just make it out on the horizon.
You mean that giant mass of writhing vines?
According to our maps, that spot corresponds with the last known location of our husbands.
Do you really think they're still there?
They must be. Otherwise, none of this would be happening.
So what's the plan? I assume you have something tucked up those brocaded sleeves of yours?
Of course. Do you see this amulet?
Very becoming, although personally I prefer diamonds. I can't wear cheap stones.
This amulet isn't for show. It's a weapon. The stone is actually a vial of wolfsbane venom.
Wolfsbane? But that's...
the most deadly toxin known to man. One drop can decimate an entire countryside.
And you want to use it on the forest?
Precisely. I just hope we can reach the Hollow before nightfall.
Oh, what's the use? For all we know, the boys are already there, and your son has diced my poor Rupert into 100 princely pieces.
You mustn't think like that.
Why not? Even if we do somehow rescue our sons, Rupert will never forgive me. I mean, this whole catastrophe is all my fault.
Well...
no, it's true. Don't start sparing my feelings now. I'm a terrible queen and an even worse mother.
If you are, you're certainly not the only one. We both made plenty of mistakes when it comes to our sons.
You? What mistakes have you made?
Ever since Amir was a boy, I've done nothing but instill in him the importance of protecting our people. If I hadn't pushed him so hard, he never would have felt the need to sacrifice himself.
That's it? That's your big mistake? You basically cared too much about your people? I lied to my son for 18 years. I let the forest consume my kingdom while I did nothing but throw parties. I even made it a crime for anyone to so much as mention the prophecy or tell my son anything about his father.
Neither of us would be in this position if our husbands had demonstrated a modicum of self-control. They're the ones who've put our sons in danger.
Now that's true. That's very true. You know, you don't say much that I agree with, but when you do, it's... hang on. What is that noise?
What noise?
Well, not to brag, but I've been told I have the best ears in all of the West, and I'm pretty sure I can hear 2 sets of wings.
2 sets? What is that thing?
What do you think it is?
But that's impossible. Dragons have been extinct for centuries.
Well, clearly this one didn't get the memo.
What's going on up here?
We're under attack. Tell the girls to row as fast as they can.
Look out!
Are you all right?
The controls aren't responding. They've sustained too much damage. We're losing altitude.
What does that mean?
It means brace yourself. We're going down. Hold on!
What?
Stay close, Porridge. The thorns in this maze are ridiculously sharp.
Ow!
One wrong move, and we could skewer ourselves.
Ow! Son of a...
Ugh. I hate these thorns. I can't even go 5 feet without getting stabbed. No! No! You know what? No, Porridge. I'm not okay. Nothing about this situation is okay. I hate this, Porridge. I hate the forest, and I hate the curse, and I hate my whole stupid life. I can't do this anymore. It's too hard, you understand? It's too hard. I heard it too. It sounded like an explosion. You don't think it's a mirror, do you?
Oh. Little boy is worried for his little friend.
Who's there? Who said that?
Arachne say that.
Where are you? Come out where I can see you.
Arachne like shadows. Arachne born in shadows. He's here to hunt in shadows.
I warn you. You better not try anything. So far, everything in this forest that's tried to eat me has ended up regretting it. Understand?
Little boy so brave.
Yes, I am. And I'm not a little boy, I'm a prince.
Little prince is prince of prophecy, yes?
Well, yes, that's what people keep telling me. Apparently everyone's heard about this stupid prophecy except me.
Little prince not know. Poor prince. Arachne know everything. No greedy kings come to Hollow many years ago with great armies. Fight terrible war. Much blood, much suffering. Yes, so much destruction that the earth cry out and curse greedy kings. Turn kings' flesh to wood and trap them in hollow. Then terrible forests rise up to punish kingdoms for crimes of kings. And soon, forest will crush the world of men. Unless little prince fulfills the words of prophecy.
But what was it? I mean, the exact words.
Prophecy? Simple. When two princes meet in Hollow upon their 18th year, one kingdom then will rise and all of curse be broken.
Then Amir's right.
Such is the way of nasty humans, always fighting, always war. Maybe Arachne choose to eat Nasty Prince. Then nasty humans no spill blood in Arachne's forest. Maybe forest then have peace.
Get away from him!
Amir!
Second prince. Second meat for Arachne's belly.
Try it and you'll be the only giant spider in the forest without a head.
Fine. Arachne goes. leave princes to prophecy. Then little boys wish Arachne eat them.
It's okay, Porridge. She's gone.
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, we're fine. It's just, it's really good to see you again.
I heard an explosion. Figured you were in trouble.
Oh, that wasn't us, but I'm glad you decided to come back.
Don't be. It's not like I had a choice in the matter.
Why not?
Because if something kills you before I have the chance, I'll never break the curse.
Is everyone all right? Did everyone make it out of the ship?
All my girls are present and accounted for, Your Majesty.
That's a relief. Thank goodness for small mercies.
We're not out of the woods yet. Our fiery friend up there still looks pretty ravenous.
Okay, ladies. Everyone, grab what you can from the wreckage. Swords, shields, planks of wood, anything you can use as a weapon.
But do you actually expect us to fight a dragon?
Ladies, please, this isn't helping. Would you just listen to me? Ladies! Silence! Now listen up, because we don't have much time. I know you're scared. I know you weren't trained for battle. I wasn't trained either. I taught myself because my father didn't think a girl could handle a sword. But I can, and so can you. All your lives, you've been told to smile and look cute and flirt because you only had one job, to land a husband. Well, today, you have a new job, a better job. Today, your job is to defend your queen. Today, your job is to rescue the prince. Today, your job is to save our kingdom. And you can do it if we work together. Because together, we are stronger than anything this forest can throw at us. Yesterday, the most any of you could have been is a princess. But today, today, you're all warriors. Now say it back to me. What are you?
Warriors!
What are you?
Warriors!
What are you?
Warriors!
Amir? Amir, wait up. I can barely see my sword in front of my face and Porridge is exhausted. We need to stop.
No, we keep going.
Amir, it's pitch black. Do you really want to spend the rest of the night walking in circles?
Fine. We'll stop. But as soon as it's dawn, we keep going. No excuses.
Fine. Okay, whatever you say. Let's just set up camp before we drop. Do you still have your matches?
I lost them in the quicksand rescuing you.
Oh, well, do you know another way to make a fire?
Not without a flint.
You don't know how to rub two sticks together?
No, Fitz, I actually don't. What about you? Do you know how to make fire by rubbing two sticks together?
No.
What about navigating by the stars? Or tracking an animal by its scent? Or how about identifying poisonous berries by their color? Can you do any of that? Do you actually know how to do anything other than get captured and almost wind up dead?
I just wanted a little light for Porridge. I didn't think we'd be safe in the dark.
Well, what do you expect me to do about that, huh? I can't fix everything. I'm not magic. You need to toughen up right now. You need to figure out how to take care of yourself and protect yourself because I can't do that anymore. Do you understand? I can't save you.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure we're clear about everything.
We're clear.
Good. Sorry I called you Fitz. I know that's not your name.
It's okay. I've actually gotten kind of used to it. You can still call me Fitz, if you want.
Your dragon's exhausted. The two of you should get some rest. I'll take first watch.
Hey, Amir?
Yeah?
My name might not be Fitz, But the things I said about my life, about the things I want, and the things I feel, those weren't lies. You said you saw me. You did. And I just want you to know, I see you too.
I'm not sure how much longer we're going to be able to hold our position. Our girls can't keep this up all night.
Agreed. We're running out of time.
You two need to get to the hollow and save the princes. Don't worry about us. We'll hold things off here.
Are you sure you can manage?
I'm gonna rip your freaking guts out, dragon!
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've got this.
Good luck, then. And thank you for everything. Coming, Lavinia?
Hey, have you still got that amulet of death thingy?
Right here.
Well, then lead the way, Queenie. Lead the way.
Hey, Fitz. I mean, Rupert?
Yeah?
Are you awake?
Yeah, why?
What are you thinking about?
Tomorrow.
Me too.
Anything specific?
I was thinking about how after tomorrow, one of us is going to be the sole ruler of all the land. One of us is going to have everything our fathers ever wanted. And I don't want it.
Oh, me neither. I know we have to fight tomorrow. I mean, I know that, but what if we didn't? What if we just forgot about the prophecy and the curse and our dads and we just walked out of this forest?
And what would we do after that?
I mean, I don't know. Just, like, show you my castle, introduce you to my dog, go for another swim. We might have a few good days before the forest totally wiped us out.
Do you really think a few good days is worth the price of destroying both our kingdoms?
Maybe. If I get to spend those days with you.
We can't.
So that's it, then? Tomorrow, you're really going to take me to the hollow and kill me just like that?
Maybe. Maybe you'll kill me.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
What do you want me to say? You think I want to fight you? I've never wanted anything less in my entire life, but I have a responsibility to my people. They're counting on me. How could I ever live with myself if I just gave up and condemned everyone I care about? If we don't fight, the forest wins and everyone dies. Everyone.
Okay.
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 Thank you.
Well, don't thank me. I definitely plan to put up one heck of a fight.
You better.
Hey, tomorrow, if you win, will you promise me something?
What?
Promise me you'll be a good king to my people.
Of course I will. And if you win?
I think we both know that won't happen.
If you do, will you tell my mother something? Tell her I'm sorry I let her down.
No. I won't tell her that. I'll tell her you were the best and bravest prince I ever knew.
We shouldn't be hugging. We're supposed to be preparing to kill each other.
Yeah, exactly. I can't hug you later.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Hey, what time do you think it is?
I don't know.
Do you think it's after midnight?
Probably. Why?
It's my birthday.
Me too, actually.
Oh, right. The prophecy.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Although, you know, I've actually had worse.
Really?
Oh yeah. This one year, my mother decided I was gonna be, like, really into hats.
Rupert.
What was that?
The maze is moving. Look, the thorns are clearing the path.
I take it we're supposed to follow.
Seems that way.
Should we wake Porridge?
No. Let him sleep. He shouldn't have to see what we're about to do.
Yeah. No, you're right. Sleep tight, big guy. I hope you wake to a better world.
Are you ready?
Not really. You?
Not really.
Well, let's get this over with. Let's go meet our dads.
The Two Princes was created and written by Kevin Christopher Snipes and directed by Mimi O'Donnell, with performances by Noah Galvin, Ariel Stachel, Christine Baranski, Sharae Agdashloo, Samira Wiley, Daphne Rubin-Vega, Mandy Masden, Sean Pertwee, and Omar Mitwalli. Executive producer Mimi O'Donnell, senior producer Katie Pastor, producer Anna Maria Sofilas, associate producer M.R. Daniel. Edited and mixed by Matthew Ball, sound design by Daniel Brunel, score by Greg Glaswell and Bobby Lord. The Two Princes is a production of Gimlet Media.